Blog Talk Radio.
Jacksonville, Florida, and the preacher of the hour, Dr. Mary
Smith McCoy. And yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. We are so happy once again that you joined us on the Hour of Power broadcast. I know that you can feel the anointing, feel God's power, feel the Spirit as you tune in to this broadcast, because His name is power alone. His word will energize us. His word will strategize us. His word will give us that higher height and that deeper depth in Him. So come on, call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Come on, let's go with me as we go before our Maker. Our Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise thy name. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done. Thank you, dear God, for all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, we pray even now, God, that you would bless every listener. Lord, those that are going through, Father, in their life, those, God, that have infirmities in their body, God, those that are not God, those that need deliverance, God, I pray that your word, God, will be manifested today. I pray that the anointing, God, will touch every household, God, every person, Lord God, every city, God, whether it's in Chicago, whether, God, it is in Texas, God, whether it is in Tampa, God, whether it's in Jacksonville, Florida, God, wherever it may be, Lord God, even in Hawaii, Lord God, Father, touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus and have your way, because, God, you have a way that is mighty sweet. And for this, I will bless and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, we want to get right into the Word of God. Yes, we are excited about God's Word on every day. And we just thank God. And we know the Word of God says to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God, need not be ashamed to write unto God the Word of truth. We need truth today. We need truth in our lives. We need the truth because the Word says the truth will make us free. So we don't want to be in bondage. We don't want to be in life, but we want to walk in the greatness of our Lord and Savior. We're going to be in the book of Judges again. We're going to pick up where we had left off on Wednesday. We were talking about Samson, and we want to go back just a little bit, bring you up to where we are on today. And we want to begin in that 13th chapter of Judges. And we're going to read 5 verses from that particular chapter, and we want you to just be blessed and to know of who we are talking about. And we want you to get understand and revelation of what God is saying to you this morning. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines 40 years. And there was a certain man of Zora, of the family of Danes, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bare it not. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said unto her, behold, now you are barren and bear not, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Now, therefore, beware, I pray you, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, you shall conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. We see here in those five verses, we see that the Israelites, they had not stopped being disobedient to God. God had delivered them out of situations in their life. They had been disobedient. They were not faithful as to what God had did to them. So therefore, God had delivered them. He allowed them to be delivered into the hands of the Philistines for 40 years. Not 14, not 4 years, but 40 years. And here we see in the Word of God, it tells us that there was a certain man, and his name was Zora, and it tells us the family, and his wife was barren. She couldn't have any children. She didn't have any. So, therefore, the angel of the Lord had came and appeared to the woman and told her that, which she already knew, that she was barren. And she couldn't bear it not. But he let her know that she was going to conceive. And he told her that she was going to have another girl, but she was going to have a son. And he told her, he was warning her, and he said, now therefore, beware, I pray you, and drink not wine, nor strong drink. Somebody needs to hear me this morning. And eat not any unclean thing. He said, for lo, you shall conceive and bear a son. God was getting rid of this child. Even the child was unborn. Before the child was conceived in his mother's womb, the angel of the Lord let her know that she was going to conceive. But there were some restrictions. There were some things that she was not to do. And there were some things that this child was not supposed to do. And he let her know that this child was going to be a Nazarite, to God from the womb, and he shall deliver. See, remember, Israel was in bondage with the Philistines, and God had delivered them and allowed them to be delivered, and they were there for 40 years. Well, God was going to bring them out, go away in order to deliver the Israelites from the hand of a Philistine. So, when we look at that, this young man, this person, this baby that was going to be born, was going to be the one that God was going to use as a deliverer to deliver the Israelites out. Now, we heard already what God had said to his parents, and because he did in that same chapter, at the same time appeared to her again. And also at that time, the father wasn't there the first time, but yet he rehearsed the same thing to the father as well. No strong drink, no wine. Why was God telling him no strong drink, no wine? Because he wanted him to have clarity. He wanted him to, he's supposed to be that Nazarite. He was going to be that leader. He was the one that was going, God was going to use to deliver the Israelites. So here, when we go from the 13th chapter of Judges to that 16th chapter of Judges, and where we're going to begin this morning, and the word reads, then went Samson to Gaza and saw there an harlot. That's what you have already grown up. And as you see in the Word of God, how he had already began to walk in disobedience and unrighteousness. See, as you began to look, and I need you to follow me. I need you to even go back and to read that 13th chapter, the 14th and the 15th chapter, and then that 16th chapter, and see the strength that God had given Samson. It was no one, nobody that could had the strength of Samson. Why? Because he was a Nazarite. Why? Because he was God's deliverer. Why? Because God had favor on his life. And so when a person that God is using and they began to indulge as Samson did, he didn't appreciate the things that God had did in his life. He didn't appreciate that he was the only strong man that could do the things that he did. But he began to dabble in the things of the world. He began to fornicate. He began to walk in lust. He began to be disobedient to God. And so here we find that he knew that he was strong. He knew that he was powerful. But sometimes, I want you to hear me this morning, sometimes we take our power, we take our strength, we take what God has given us, and we trample on it. You know, we don't appreciate it. So we see Samson, when we get to look at that 16th chapter, and the word of God began out that said that Samson, saw there and hollered. Then went Samson to Gaza and saw there and hollered and went in to her. You know what that means. He went in to her. And it was told that the Gazite saying, Samson is come here, and they passed him in and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city and were quiet all the night, saying, in the morning, when it is day, we will kill him. See, they was after Samson. Samson was causing him a lot of problems. Samson had killed so many people. Just one man, previously being used by God, being used so many times that he went about doing things that no other man was able to do. So he went into this harlot, and they found out that he was in the city, and they now wait for him, as the word of God tells us, with plans in order to kill him. And in that third verse, it says, and Samson lay till midnight and arose at midnight. He didn't wait till the morning. See, God not only gave him the strength, but he had, in a sense, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that yet we can abuse the things that God has given to us. So they was waiting for him to come to get up in the morning from the holler. But Samson decided that he is going to lay till midnight, and he arose at midnight and took the door of the gate and the two posts and went away with them. He was just that strong. He took the bars and all and put them upon his shoulders and carried them up to the top of the hill, and that is before Hebron. And it came to pass that he loved it, a woman in the valley. He was a woman lover, because if you see in his history, there was people that his life, he was disappointed even early in his life, because of somebody that he wanted that he could not have. He thought he had him, and the father gave it to somebody else. And then he began to get angry, and then he began to do different things. And now we see that he already slept with the holler. And then it tells us that later he had found this woman. in the fourth verse, in the valley of Soru, whose name was Deliah. And the Lord of the Philistines came up to her and said to her, entice him. You know how the women does and what they do when they want a man. They know that a person that is in love with them, it's not that they so love this person, but because of the fact it's something behind what they want. So the Philistine was the enemy, remember? So they came to Deliah, and they wanted Deliah to entice Samson. And they wanted him to see where his great strength lies. They knew this was man. I mean, this man was so strong. This man did some awesome things. This man was able to take the gates and the bars away from the city, from the gates of the city. And he did not only that, but Samson did, as you began to read in the Word of God, you see the mighty acts that God can enable him to do. But then they were so desirous to know where this man's strength was. Where is your strength? They didn't know where his strength was. So they got this deceiving woman, this seducing woman, this treacherous woman to come to Samson. She didn't really love him. She didn't love him. She wanted to find out his secret. I want to know what's your secret, Samson. I want to know where your great strength lies. So she knew that she had his heart. You know, you have to be careful when you give your heart unto people, because they can not be the person that God wants to have your heart. See, number one is your heart supposed to belong to God. But this man, Samson, he had given his heart. He had delighted, knew that she had Samson's heart. So therefore, they wanted him to entice him and see where his great strength lies, and by what means we may prevail against him. In other words, we want to know how we could come against Samson, that we may bind him. They already had the plan what they want to do. We're going to bind him, and we're going to flick him. He has done so much to our people. He killed a lot of our people because he had the strength to do it. And we will give you, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. All you got to do is entice him. Find out where his secret is. Find what the secret to his strength is. And we're going to, every one of us, we're going to pay you 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me. Now she's been getting to work. Now she's going to work now. If she knows that she's going to get paid. If I find out where Samson's strength lies, so look what she said. She said, I pray you, tell me, as if she knew how to pray. I pray you, where in your great strength lies, and wherewith you might be bound to afflict you. I mean, anybody in their right mind would have known that this woman was up to no good. This woman was trying to find the secret of his heart. This woman was trying to find out the key to his death, the key to destroying him, the key to afflicting him. And he was so out of his mind and out of the will of God until he was playing around with the devil. Somebody is playing around with the devil. Somebody is getting ready for the devil to afflict them. I bind that in the name of Jesus. because of the fact they are playing with the devil. And Samson said to her, if they bind me with seven green withs, fresh, which means a fresh cord, that were never dried, then will I be weak and be as another man. Then the Lord of the Philistine brought up to her seven green withs, this is the enemy helping her out, which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber. And she said unto him, the Philistines be upon you, Samson. And he broke the whip and thread. It was just like, you know how the threads are that you put through the eye and needle? Well, it couldn't even be compared of what they had bound him with. But because of the strength that Samson had, he was able to break through just like it was a thread. And he broke the whip as a thread of tow is broken when it touches the fire. So his strength was not known. They yet did know the strength of Samson. And Delilah said to Samson, behold, you have mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray you, wherewith you might be bound. She's still after him. Tell me, you telling me lies. You supposed to love me. You telling me lies. And she knew that he didn't tell her the truth. And he said to her, if they bind me fast with new rope that never were occupied, then would I be weak and be as another man. And Delilah therefore took new rope and bound him wherewith and said unto him, the Philistines be upon you, Samson. And they were lured, lying in the wait. They were lying in the wait, abiding in the chamber like they were the last time. And he broke them from off his arms like a thread. They were waiting in ambush. They were waiting in ambush. And that is what the enemy is waiting today. So when the enemy is waiting to ambush the people of God, and when we can be obedient and we can hear God, the enemy will not have a chance. But what was Samson doing? Samson was playing with the enemy. He was entertaining the enemy. He was in love with the enemy. The enemy was trying to kill him. The enemy was going to get that silver, the little piece of silver that they all were going to give her if they find out the secret, if she finds out the secret from Samson. Samson loved her. So she knew she had his heart, but he was just playing with her. He wouldn't tell her at that point where his strength lies. So when we began to read in the Word of God, and Delilah said to Samson previously, you have mocked me. But what was she trying to do to him? She's trying to kill him, but he didn't know. He didn't have any better sense to know that this woman is trying to kill him. He's trying to destroy him. Did not he understand that he was supposed to be that deliverer? He was the person that God was going to use to deliver the Israelites from the Philistine, out of the hands of the Philistine? But no, he took for granted of that which God had trusted him and given him. There are warnings today because there are many people are taking it lightly of what God has given them. His instruction was that he was not to have wine or strong drink. His instruction was that he was not, his hair was not to be cut, because he was going to be that Nazarite of God. He was going to be the one that was going to deliver the Israelites from the Philistines. So when we began to look at the word of God in that 13th verse, and Delilah said to Samson, "Previously you have mocked me and told me lies. Tell me wherewith you might be bound." I want to know, how might you be bound? And he said to her, if you weave the 7 locks of my head with the web, and she fastened it with a pin and said to him, "The Philistines be upon you, Samson." And he walked out of his sleep and went away with the pin of the beam and with the web. He still has his strength, but he's still playing with the enemy. Oh, my God. Look at God. Look at the revelation. Look how strong he was. And then you can think about how God has given men and women strength and power. Like the word of God said, "Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you." You're going to get power. And yet, sometimes we take that which God has given us for granted, and we play with it with the world. We fornicate, oh mother, lie. Oh my God! I mean, what is it? This is what Samson did. He was playing with the enemy. He was sleeping with the enemy, and all the time the enemy wanted to afflict him. I said earlier that this woman was a seducer. She was very seducive. She was treacherous, very treacherous. She said that she loved him. You know, if that's love, I don't need the type of love that you're trying to give me. This woman was trying to kill this man. She was trying to destroy him. She was trying to deliver him to the enemy. So in that 15th verse, and she said to him, "How can you listen?" How many times have you heard this one now? She said to him, "How can you say, 'I love you,' when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me 3 times and have not told me wherein your great strength lies." And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her word, she urged him so that his soul was vexed to death. She was annoying him. She kept consistently. You know how you're trying to get through, you're maybe trying to penetrate through a wall, or you're trying to make a pathway, and she was consistently doing the same thing. Well, this is what this woman consistently doing, the same thing. She kept pressing in. She kept coming to him, wanting to know where was his strength. I mean, he should have known that this woman was not right, and that this woman was not, she didn't want to know, because what value was that going to be to her by her knowing? I mean, what was she going to gain? If it was just something that she was asking, why would she want to know where his strength lies? But she kept persistently after Samson, persistently. after him. And that's how the devil do. That's how the enemy do when you're walking with the enemy, when you're sleeping with the enemy, when you keep talking to the enemy. That Eve did. How she talked to the enemy. How she talked to that serpent. How she was entertaining that serpent. So in that 17th verse of Judges, the 16th chapter, that he told her, listen, all his heart, and said unto her, there has not come a razor upon my head, but I have been a Nazarite. He's telling, he's stealing what God had the secret of his strength. He said, I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me. I shall become weak and be like any other man. He told her his heart. He told her what makes him strong. He told her what it takes in order to destroy him. And then Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart. He sent and called for the Lord of the Philistines. In other words, he was calling for the enemy. Come up this one, for he has shown me all his heart. Then the Lord of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hand. And she made him sleep. Be careful who's sleeping, who you are laying your help, your head on. He was sleeping peacefully there on Delilah's lap. She made him sleep, just like a baby. And she called for a man, and she called him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength, come on, listen, his strength was gone from him. All of the other times, they couldn't do anything with him. But his hair was gone from his head. And she said, the Philistines be upon you, Samson. And he woke out of sleep and said, I will go out as other times. I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he knew not that the Lord was departed from him. He didn't know that he didn't have that same strength. He didn't know that the strength that he had was not there any longer. He wasn't able to do all those great things that he did before because his strength had left him and he did not know it. But the Philistine took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with feathers of brass. See, if he would have been obedient to God, if he would have not told his secret, if he would not have been gathering with the enemy, if he would not have been sleeping with the enemy, then he would have had his strength. His eyes would not have been put out. However, it tells us, let's read that 21st verse again. But the Philistines took him, put out his eyes, brought him down to Gaza, and bound him with feathers of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. He was free before. Now he is bound. Now he don't have any eyes. Both of his eyes were put out. However, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Then the lords of the Philistines gathered them together for to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon, their god, and to rejoice, for they said, Our God has delivered Samson, our enemy, unto our hand. And when the people saw him, they praised their God. These are the false gods. These are the pagan gods. But they said, our God has delivered unto our hand our enemy and the destroyer of our country, which slew many of us. And it came to pass, when their heart was merry, that they said, call for Samson, that he may make us sport. And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport. And they set him between the pillars. They brought him because they want to, for him to amuse them. And Samson said to the lad that held him by the hand, because he couldn't see, allow me that I may steal the pillars whereupon the house stands, that I may lean upon them. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. And there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women, and beheld while Samson made sport. And Samson called to the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray you, and strengthen me, I pray you, only this once, O God, that I may at once avenge of the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars which stood in the house that the house stood, and which it was bored up, of one that with his right hand and the other with his left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistine. And he bowed himself with all his might. And the house fell upon the Lord and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. I am saying to you this morning that God is a just God. I'm saying that God is a God of order. God is a God that redeemeth. God is a God of mercy. So we have to walk not according to our righteousness, but the righteousness of God, which is by faith. So we see that a great man, a man that God has called to deliver his people from the hands of the enemy, was brought down by the enemy. He did awesome things, but then he began to play with the enemy. Hear what I say today, that our trust, our faith, our confidence, we must rely upon God, and we must not be as Samson was. But we need to keep our eyes to the hill, which cometh our help, knowing that our help cometh from the Lord, who has made the heaven and the earth. And we should trust, put our confidence and trust in the Almighty God. I'm getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you to God for once again giving us the word this morning to preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. I pray, God, that souls will be saved. I pray that lives will be changed. God, you say that we confess with our mouth, Lord Jesus. Believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. You say it, that we shall be saved. Lord, I pray for those that are in our radio audience all around the nation. Bless, keep them, Father God, that they too can walk right before you. And this we bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We want you to tune in on this coming Friday at the same time to the Hour of Power with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. May the Lord bless and keep you. Is our prayer.